Mashkin beis hashalochan b'moed, says the Mishnah. The question is, isn't watering a field considered a melacha? How is that allowed on chol hamoed? Rashi addresses this question, and he says, look, the isra melacha on chol hamoed is certainly min haTorah. That's, of course, it's based on a pasuk, sheshes yomim toichel, etc. However, says Rashi, it's not clear in the Torah. The Torah did not itemize which melachas are asr, which melachas are mutter. Rather, the Torah allowed the Chachamim to determine, to establish which malachis are considered asr and chalamayid, and which ones are mutter. And the Chachamim concluded that malacha sheyesh behefsit, imena isa, a malacha which can involve financial loss, that is mutter and chalamayid, otherwise malachis are asr. So that's Shitas Rashi. Isra malacha and chalamayid is min haTorah, but Hashem gives it, gives the authority to the Chachamim to determine which ones are asr, which ones are mutter. The Rif works with the same concept. It's an isra min haTorah, which was nimsa l'chachamim. The Rambam, however, Rambam is in Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. He says as follows, V'zeh l'shoyne. So I'll quote the Lashon HaRambam, Chodesh shel moed, aval pi shelo yinemar bo shabbosan. We don't find the word shabbosan, which indicates resting from halacha, said regarding chol hamoed. But still, chol v'nikra mikra kodesh. We find that chol hamoed is included in mikra kodesh. V'arehu zman chagiga b'migdash. It's a time for chagiga, time for selup, for the karbonis in the base of migdash. Asur basiyas malacha. And he says, v'oisa boi malacha, makan oisa makas mardus. She'isurim divrei sefer. Ad kan loshen haramim. End quote. It's clear from the Rambam, or it seems clear. The Rambam disagrees with the other Rishonim. He holds that Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is merely the Rabbanon. There's no word Shabbosoin pertaining to Chol HaMoed. It's only Issa the Rabbanon. Therefore, one who violates the Issa doesn't get Malkus Min HaTorah, just Malkus Mardus. The Keren Eira, however, proposes that perhaps the Rambam is in line with the other Shitas. Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Min HaTorah. So what does the Rambam mean? Rambam says, "Divrei Seferim." So we find elsewhere that the Lashon doesn't necessarily mean that Issa the Rabbanon, means that it's interpreted by the Rabbanon. He says like this, maybe really the Issa is Min haTorah, but there's a big difference between Issa Malacha on Yom Tov itself, based on the word Shabbos, and rest, refrain from Malacha, which is an absolute, an Issa. He calls it an Issa Atzmi, it's an inherent Issa. The day itself requires resting from Malacha. Chol HaMoed is different. As the Rambam himself explains, it's a zman chagiga b'migdash. It's a time to celebrate, to be available for the chagiga, to be available. It's a time to celebrate. So you can't be preoccupied with malachas. Says the Keren Eira, of course the Rambam agrees that the Isser in concept is min haTorah. But what is the essence of the Isser, malacha and chol HaMoed? It's not because the day requires resting from work, like a Shabbos, like a Yom Tov, where it's absolute resting. Chol HaMoed is a time to celebrate, time to spend time doing more spiritual things. And therefore, you have to refrain from malacha, to avail yourself, to make time for the other things, as the Rambam explains. It's not Shabbos, it's Mikra Kodesh. It is Zman Chagiga B'Migdash. And the Torah allows the Chachamim to determine what is a malacha which contravenes, which contradicts, which interferes with the Zman Chagiga, with your Chagiga activities. So again, the point is, the Torah is telling you to refrain from Malacha. So the concept is not Torah, but the application, the interpretation is the Rabbanon. The point is, you should be Pono, you should be available for these other activities that are meant to be done in Chol HaMoed. And the Chacham decided, okay, this is over-involvement in Malacha, it's going to preoccupy, it's going to sidetrack you, don't do it. And that's what the Torah had in mind. But this slight little malach here, you get over quickly. That's not something which necessarily interferes with your ability to be available for the chagiga, for the karbonis. And therefore, that's mutter. Now, if I could just add on the Keren Eira, perhaps our Mishnah as well, which is speaking about hefset, was determined to be mutter by the Rabbanan because, quite the contrary, if we insist that he refrains from watering his field, which is going to go bad, if anything, it's going to preoccupy him even further. So that's perhaps the svara, the reason, the underlying basis for the heter of malacha sheish ba hefset nochel amayid. The point is, be available, open your mind and your heart for the Yom Tov celebration, Zman Chagiga, the Karbonis, be into it. But if you're incurring a loss, you're facing a potential hefsid. If anything, this is going to sidetrack you. So they made exception for that. And therefore you can do malacha to avoid hefsid on Chol HaMoed. So the bottom line is, we have two tracks in the Rishonim. Rashi, the Rif, others learn, it's Issa Menat Torah. Chol HaMoed is also malacha Menat Torah. The Chachamim have the ability to apply, to translate, to define which ones are mutter, which ones are asr. In the Rambam, perhaps there are two ways to learn the Rambam. Pashtus HaRambam is it's only with the Rabbanim, which allows the Chachamim to, of course, tool it in a manner that they see fit. But others learn in the Rambam, perhaps it's Minat Torah. But it's a different type of Isra Malacha. It's different than Yom Tov, where it's inherent. The day that requires refraining from Malacha. Ayim Shvisa, Chol HaMoed is different. Don't interfere with the celebration that's meant to take place on that day. That's the essence of this Isra Malacha. That's the purpose of the Shvisa and Chol HaMoed. Chacham decided which ones are going to be considered an interference and which ones not. And certainly if it involves Hefsid, if we don't allow it, that's going to interfere with your mood, with your ability to celebrate. Therefore go ahead and take care of the Malacha to avoid Hefsid.